This could be you. I thank y'all why that I made you. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movies. I thank y'all why that I made you. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live as sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes, it changes scenes, something you see on the movies, yeah. It's something my heart is telling me, it's something ain't right in this church. I close my eyes and I feel, something ain't sitting right with this worship. Deep in my heart I feel guilty, they really run this like a business. Running service back to back like clockwork, I feel like I'm singing for Disney. I ain't never even met the pastor, the choir members don't even know my name. I stand here looking like a pastor, nobody even got a face with a shame. Everybody acting like this is normal, sometimes I don't even say the word good morning. Am I the only one with the discernment? I can hear the preacher watering down the sermon, but I was searching for some answers. Cause in my life I was going through some problems, even if I had to fix some dances, I was looking for somebody to solve them. Time and time again I was let down. Dealing with Christians, they will disappoint you. Don't put your trust in men. This is my real life, this could be you. I thank y'all why that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes, he changes scenes. Something you see on the movies. I thank y'all why that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes, he changes scenes, something you see on the movies, yeah. The system was never designed for us, we never been completely set free. I studied the law like a syllabus, we still in the land of our enemies. Nothing new under the sun, we still complaining, we miss Mitzrayim. We can summon the power above, he is the right hand in the Shemayim. If I tell you he walked this earth, would you believe me? Would you believe? He was in fashion from dirt, he's the begotten perfect seed. Perfect example, the phenotype. Ain't arguing over no Edomite. The moment is now, we must get it right. Stop mimicking darkness and be the light. We settle for chump change when the world was created for your dominion. So many layers of lies, we gon' peel it back, back like an onion. There is no fear if you walk with Yahuwah. If you try to deceive, guaranteed to consume ya. But you got another chance if you repent and make a change. I thank y'all the word that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes. He changes scenes. Something you see on the movies. I thank y'all the word that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better me. I got new eyes, he changed the scene, something you see on the movies. I thank y'all the world that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life, he is the potter, cause he made it a better way. I got new eyes, he changed the scene, something you see on the movies. I thank y'all the world that I made it. He got me out of the matrix. I got a new beginning. I no longer live in sin. I owe him my life. He is the potter, cause he molded a better man. I got new eyes. He changed the scene. Something you see on the movie screens.
All right, family. All right. First John, chapter 2, verse 18. Let me scroll up, let y'all see it. First John, 2:18. All right. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that that Antichrist shall come. Even now are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. In other words, it's the end. Even back then, it's the end. Okay? Many Antichrists. You should be hearing pretty regularly sermons warning you about these wolves in sheep clothing, that their objective is to lead you to hell. They might not know it, but if you preaching against the truth, you hiding the truth, and you covering for the status quo, your objective is to lead people away from the truth. All right, verse 19. They went out from us. Think about the whole Catholic Christianity, these people that don't live the word. I know this is John, but put it in the context with today. They went out from the word, from the truth. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. Shalom. They would have continued, for it's written, he that endures to the end shall be saved. Okay? He, she, you know, Hebrews is a masculine language, but nevertheless, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us, that they were not all of us. Verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth. Because ye know not the truth. He written to them because they know the truth. But because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Shalom. Let me get on into this video. All right, now. Y'all put your seatbelt on. If some of y'all have, it just hits you, just, you know. Just prepare you. The same stuff I usually talk about. Okay, if what I talk about is making you go anything against the script, turn the video off. Go take your break. Go pray. Go take your break. Okay. And I'm not being funny. I'm being serious. All right. Look at this. Look at the title. Hanging clothes of the dead from church ceiling. See, these folks that come over here to go to church every Sunday, that promote white supremacist ideology, killing and genocide, they are practicing the religion of the anti-Messiah. Okay, let me get on into it.
A number of the prisoners are convicted of heresy, either by their own voluntary or exhorted confession, or upon the evidence of witness. A day is fixed by the chief inquisitor for a gold delivery, which is called by them an auto de fe, or act of faith, and which is always upon a Sunday. The caveat against the pretender being a short but impartial history of some of the assassinations, murders, and inhumane slaughters committed by Papists, by J. Morley, 1723. Dunham waited in hope for the next auto de fe, and after a length of time, he was roused one night by the goalers bearing lights. Having dressed himself and put on a black garment striped with white lines and a pair of drawers, which they had brought for him, he was led into the gallows for hanging, where he joined about 200 other prisoners, all ranged against the walls. They were mostly colored men. But let me say it again. They were mostly colored men, there being only about 12 white persons amongst the 200. The Inquisition revealed in its origin policy cruelty in history in Spain, Portugal, and France by Reverend Thompson Timpson. When we look closely at the auto de fe, we can see the lynching of Jesse Washington, Emmett Till, Rosewood, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wilmington, North Carolina. The red summer of 1919. When murderous riots and the destruction of whole towns took place in Negro communities all over the country, which is eerily similar to the events that took place all over Portugal and ghettos in the 14th to the 16th century. The rabble of Lipsen, and determined to massacre the Jews, they were again addressed by a monk who cried out that it was that accursed race alone who were responsible for the deadly pestilence that caused so much havoc in Portugal in 1506. The origin of all the misfortune of Portugal and Europe were traced to these blasphemers of the Holy Mother of God. This was enough. The mob goaded into a roaring frenzy, headed by John Moco and Frater Bernardo, both monks of the Order of St. Dominic, who fiercely incited the rabble of at least 10,000 degraded and cruel ruffians to the most disgraceful deeds. Laurent, a secretary of the Court of Blood, says of this massacre in her book, Critical History of the Inquisition, that they slew and mangled their victims, casting many while still alive into the fires. The Negroes and the violence rabble had kindled at the church doors, to which they kept constantly adding fuel. On Monday, the numbers of the mob were considerably increased from the surrounding villages. The massacre and butchery of the new Christians was continued. The houses were broken, whole families being murdered. The merciless wretches dashed out the brains of the infants against the wall. Pregnant women were thrown from windows on pikes of those below. Women were outraged, and virgins were violated. Such were the horrors committed in the capital of Portugal in that day. 12 centuries of Jewish persecution, a brief outline of the sufferings of the Hebrew race in Christian lands, by Gustav Perelson, 1898. So in the massacre of 1506 in Portugal, according to the author, they slew and mangled their victims while casting many still alive to the fire. Negroes. The writer even calls this quote the massacre and butchery of the new Christians. Remember, it was the black Portuguese Jews who were converted to be new Christians. So what was the name of this particular massacre? Vitimus do Massacre Judaico. In 1506 in Rossio Square, right outside the Church of St. Dominic, as the writer confirms. The mob goaded into a roaring frenzy, headed by John Moco and Frater Bernardo, both monks of the Order of St. Dominic, who fiercely incited the rabble of at least 10,000 degraded and cruel ruffians to the most disgraceful deeds.
Shalom, family. It's your brother Benaiah Ben Israel, and you've been watching an excerpt from the movie series called Reclaiming the Throne, produced by Chief Elders Moshe and Yehusha of Rebirth. And double honors to our Chief Elders for putting this epic movie series together for the body of Israel. And if you want to watch the entire video series, you can check out Reclaiming the Throne today on Tubi TV with commercials for free. And if you want to watch it without commercials, you can purchase your copy from Vimeo today as well. Now, within this docuseries, the movie reviews historical books found in college libraries and seminary schools, which describe the horrible events which took place by the church in Lisbon against the Black Sons of Judah, among other things. And of the many persecutions committed by the church, this includes the massacre of 1506, which occurred just outside the doors of St. Domingo Church. This is where the church murdered hundreds of Negroes and burned them alive in front of the church, piling their bodies one on top of the other. And St. Domingo Church was part of the Inquisition. And the Negroes that were killed by the Inquisition would have their clothes hung up high in the rafters of the church as a reminder to those attending of what would happen if they attempted to turn back to the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High Yah.
This habit of the penitent and sackcloth of condemned heretics is to be hung up in the church of that parish where they dwell. That these sort of ensigns may be a monument to keep the everlasting remembrance of the invited. For the name of the heretics and the reasons of their condemnation are to be inscribed and renewed on them. The History of the Inquisition by Limbrock Philippus, 1633-1712. So during the Auto de Fe or Acts of Faith, the clothes of the convicted dead were hung up in the churches on display as a memorial of the execution and condemnation. One example of the hanging of dead victims' clothing and the curation of the bones of the Negroes during the Auto de Fe takes us all the way to Rwanda, where in 1994, the genocide of more than 800,000 Hutus and Tutsis took place. One of the lesser-known facts about the genocide is the role that the Catholic Church played. In an article by The Guardian labeled Rwanda Genocide, Catholic Church sorry for the roles of priests and nuns in killings, the author wrote, Catholic Church in Rwanda apologized on Sunday for the church's role in the 1994 genocide, saying it regretted the actions of those who participated in the massacres. We apologize for all the wrongs the church committed. We apologize on behalf of all Christians for all forms of wrongs were committed. The statement acknowledged that the church members planned, aided, and carried out the genocide, in which more than 800,000 ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed by Hutu extremists. In Rwanda, in the territory of Ntarama, a church has been immortalized because of the brutal slaughter that took place there during the Rwandan tragedy. This Catholic church, just like the Auto de Fe of the past, has the victims, the Negroes, clothing hanging from the rafters as a memorial, and also an ossuary of the bones of the said victims.
Now, you can only imagine the grisly, barbaric scene of clothes hanging from the ceiling of the church of the people that they helped kill. And imagine the emotions that someone would feel if they came across such a grisly, grisly scene. Well, a sister, a musician, found herself in this exact same situation when visiting none other than St. Domingo Church, the site of the burning of the Negroes at the doors. And upon walking through the doors of the church, she was surprised to see that the clothes of the Negroes were still hanging on the ceiling of the church to this very day. And this is what happened next.
Buenos días. Es muy bonito. Pero es importante percibir que en la iglesia...
English.
In English, yes.
I always speak English.
You speak English?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. It's very beautiful. Thank but you. As you know, the church is a place where we can play with authorization.
With what?
What authorization.
With authorization. Yes, oh, yes, it's very controlled, I see.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's my church. Yes. When I get the spirit, okay. When I feel the Holy Spirit, I play my instrument.
My dear, it's not a respect for the other people.
Oh, I don't care about the other people because you guys have no respect for Black people. This place, you guys have no respect for Black people at all. The fact that you're still standing.
I would like to demand something.
What would you like?
If you want to stay.
No, I don't want to stay. I just wanted to play a tone in homage to my ancestors. And then I'm leaving this hell. This is hell. No, you guys are going to be destroyed. Down. No, I will not be shushed. No, I'm leaving. I don't live here. I'm not from your country. I don't put up with this. I have no respect for you at all.
Like I have respect for you.
I don't have respect for you. None at all. Like zero. The fact that you're in this institution with the history of this place and what it did to Black people in the continent and you're still here, I don't want to hear it. No, you're being challenged. This is coming from the Most High. I'm speaking with the authority of God who you say you believe, but you don't believe because God is saying this place is going down. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. That's a spiritual work you know nothing about. So good. Thank you.
Now, of course, it will be by the hand of the Most High Yah that the nations who have committed these heinous acts of violence against the house of Judah, that they will be judged. And knowing this, it's in the best interest of those nations to begin blessing the house of Judah instead of cursing it before it's too late.
Okay. That go to video right there. Y'all want the link in the chat?
1947. Well,
let me go back because that ain't it. Y'all want the link in the chat? Let me get a one if you want the link in the chat. I'll just drop it in there anyway. But they go to Brother's channel right there. Okay, hold on. That sister was bold. Now, see, y'all, if I don't know if y'all caught that. He said they still had our people's clothes hanging up in the rafters of that church. It's still hanging up there. But he wants some respect. I was watching something about our people being traumatized, and I just sat up. My wife said, "Why you sat up?" I said, "I don't know." I'm telling you, but man. anyway. All right. Let's see here. Go to the next video. Kim, I don't know what they got going on. I've been noticing that a couple times that I noticed you make a comment and it didn't show up in the chat. Sometimes I'll make a comment and it won't show up. But anyway, to this day, that's right. Let me get on in it. Okay. Now, look at him. You ain't going to find nowhere in the Bible where the Most High changed the Shabbat. Okay. You can look this up. The Catholic Mirror. This is their own sources that they changed from Sunday, from the Shabbat to Sunday. Now ask yourself, how come the Ish people, when they first come over here selling us as slaves, they was observing the Shabbat? Why ain't they kicking up holy hell? The Jewish slave traders used to close down on the Shabbat. Why ain't they raising holy hell? These folks working together. Look, Pope got a small hat, and they wear small hats. Matter of fact, let me see, can I find that? What's the man's name? See, I say that video. Hold on. Let me see if I say that video. Let me look right quick. I've been up doing some stuff. Let me see here. Yeah, I got it. Hold on. Let me send this to my computer right quick. Let me let y'all listen to this. It's short. And tell me what y'all think.
The Jews, how many Jews know that when you wear a yarmulke, that's not Jewish, it's Roman? That's why the Pope wears a yarmulke. That's why the cardinals wear the yarmulke. It's a Roman symbol, it's not Jewish. The Jews were told to wear the yarmulke to show subjection to Rome. And they got so used to using it, they think it's a Jewish symbol. It's not Jewish, it's Roman.
Okay. These folks is working together, fam. Let me close that out. Something else finna come on. Hold on. All right, let's go to the next video. Okay. Let me play this. This is Whited Out 3. They're gonna play some of it. All right.
Here is a very important clue about who the true Israelites are. We're awakening every day. Note this plaque of free blacks from Israel Hill. In the plaque, the former slaves were referred to as Israelites. This is because the world knows who we are. It's us who don't know who we are, but it's high time for us to awake out of our sleep.
The false symbol of the cross. It was simply a pole cut from a tree, from the Greek word staris, from the base of stake or post, as set upright. False images of heavenly things, heaven, angels, God, the throne, etc. This is idolatry, and many people are worshiping these images. The name Jesus, J, was the last letter of the English alphabet, and a Catholic monk was experimenting with the letter I and added the hook to the bottom of the I and made it J. The entire setup for the churches today resembled the Roman Catholic Church from the pulpit to the door. The new church system today is set up just like a business. The priestly outfits and robes were perverted by the RCC. Sunday worship instead of the Sabbath day worship. Pagan holidays have been largely accepted into Christianity through the RCC. They have embraced Christmas, Easter, New Year's Day, Thanksgiving Day, and even Halloween. All are
Now, which one of these holidays is in the Bible? Where did they come from? What do they represent? Now,
completely pagan in origin.
Now, all these Ish folks that claim to be, they claim to come out of Egypt in captivity, they should be raising holy hell about Passover being defaced and devalued to a rabbit laying some damn eggs. Where the anti-Semitism at? Huh? So they so-called oppression and slavery coming out of Egypt was called the Pesach. But they not mad at these Europeans that done changed it to a rabbit and some eggs. What the anti-Semitism at?
Origin.
Pagan holidays such as Christmas and Easter seem to be the favorite for those of you who call yourself Christians. Christians are the biggest hypocrites in the whole world. You won't even research the history of your own religion. Did you know that Christians are responsible for the biggest mass murders in history?
All of the holidays are pagan. But because the Catholic Church participated in these holidays, what do you see? All the other Christian religions doing as they do. Why? Because she is their mother. The Catholic Church is the mother of harlots. The Catholic Church said what? No, we will not keep the Sabbath. No, we're going to worship on Sunday. And then they changed the scriptures so that when you read first day of the week, you think that it's talking about the first day of the week, Sunday, when actually it's not. If you look those words up in the Greek, you will see it did not say first day of the week. It said one of the Sabbaths, Shabbat. Okay?
Let's go there, because I thought about letting it play. I maybe don't forget. Let's go there. I done did this on a video before where it said Mashiach was raised on the first day of the week, but if you look that word up, it's the Shabbat on a Sabbath. Okay? Let me see. First day of the week. He telling the truth. Okay, Mark 16:9. Okay, now let's go to the Strong's Concordance. I'm gonna have to learn how to use that blue letter Bible, be versed in both of them. Let's see what this got. Okay, Mark 16:9. I see, I don't know my way around this one. Hold on. Let me get the one I'm familiar with. Okay. Okay. Mark 16:9. See, this is how all you gotta do is check this stuff. Ain't no need to get mad. You should be mad at the one lied to you. That's who you should be mad at, the one trying to send you to hell. That's who you should be mad at. People get mad because they realize they done been lied to and they get mad. Okay. Having risen now early, the first day of the week. Okay. Let's see what it got for first day there. This ain't got it. This ain't got it. No. Hold on. Let me look for another word. See, you see what I'm saying? You had to do some studying. Let me show you a calendar. But I have done this on a lesson before. I have done it. 3 days, three nights. Passover. Hold on. I got too much going on. Hold on. Y'all bear with me. I didn't anticipate doing this. Okay, now we heating up. Now we getting somewhere. Okay. Your first clue should be they changed it from Passover to Easter. Your second clue should be if the Messiah died on Friday, this ain't 3 days and three nights. Okay, he didn't die in the beginning of Friday. Okay, this is like a day and a half. Look, more like Wednesday. Okay, you had two Shabbats. That's why you need to know the feast days. Not the weekly Shabbat, but it's a Shabbat. And he died on Passover. But okay, look, this is 3 days and three nights in the tomb. And look, it's a Shabbat. It's a Shabbat. Okay. He died on Pesach. He died the Passover lamb. He died to set us free. There you go. After sunset. Let me see. Can I find that thing? Let me see. Can I find that other on the first day of the week? Mark 16:2. Let me try 16. Which one did I have? Mark 16:2? Because I done pulled it up in the Strong before. This is Acts. Let me go to Mark. Mark 15, 2. I done pulled it up before on this. Unless they done changed some stuff. But it's on video. I got it on video because I share my screen. But nevertheless. Let me see here. Y'all bear with me. 16. Let me get it together. Maybe I'm making errors. Mark 16, too. Okay, here you go. I hit the wrong word. First day of week. Look, you see the Shabbat. The first day of the Shabbat. Look, the Sabbath. So he rose on the seventh day of the week. I just hit the wrong thing, y'all. I mean, I'm not the Most High. I do make mistakes. That's why we got to be honest and tell each other when we go wrong. Okay? Shabbat, Sabbath. So how did he rose on Sunday? How did he rise on the Shabbat? Look, and very early on the first day of the week, the Shabbat. They done mistranslated this. That testify what Watchman said. The Shabbat. Y'all see what it says? That is not Sunday. Let me get back to this video and wind it back a little bit. Praise y'all for that.
It's the history of your own religion. Did you know that Christians are responsible for the biggest mass murders in history?
All of the holidays are pagan. But because the Catholic Church participated in these holidays, what do you see? All the other Christian religions doing as they do. Why? Because she is their mother. The Catholic Church is the mother of harlots. The Catholic Church said what? No, we will not keep the Sabbath. No, we're going to worship on Sunday. And then they changed the scriptures so that when you read first day of the week, you think that it's talking about the first day of the week, Sunday, when actually it's not. If you look those words up in the Greek, you will see it did not say first day of the week. It said one of the Sabbaths, Shabbat. Okay? So what's going on here? You see the Christian churches today, they claim not to be Catholic, but they follow right after the Catholic Church in everything that she do.
The deception of Christianity is dangerous because when you think about what the Most High requires of us as his people.
Okay, I got another video. Y'all see the video up there? I'll drop it in the chat too. I'll drop it in the chat. I'll drop it in the chat. No problem. I would drop it in the chat. It ain't no problem. All right, I got another video. I think what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna have to show people how not to. I'm gonna have to show people how to spiritually go to the bathroom. How to spiritually get rid of the crap that we've been spiritually eating. It's time for a bowel movement. The mess got to go. I think, yeah, I'm going to have to write down a few things. I was asleep this morning, and I woke up, saw the Pope on the toilet. They crapping on the holy things, y'all. This is this morning. They crapping on the holy stuff. Okay, I'm going to write down a few notes and come back and see if we can't get some bowel movement going on. All right, let me get back on point here. I can't do it now, but I'll get to it. Now, this is on Tubi. That's part, this is the same thing. It's three episodes. It's on Tubi, and you heard him say, y'all need to check this out too. You heard him say it's on Vimeo. All right? Y'all see the title. It's three episodes. All right? is to help you sharpen yourself, navigate through the lie. But here we go.
The Jews are black, then wouldn't Jesus be black also? Well, let's take a quick look at the Messiah of the Bible. It doesn't matter which depiction that mainstream Christendom presents, whether it's the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Fabio Jesus, or the Syrian-Palestinian Jesus, or the Turkey Greg Caviezel Jesus. All these are diversions to the truth that's clearly documented. See, before the advent of the European rebranding of the Messiah and the Israelites, the ancient world knew the color of the seed of Abraham. It was common knowledge. For instance, historian Flavius Josephus. When you're talking about Josephus, you're talking about what Americans love, an eyewitness account. So let's get his take on the phenotype of the Messiah. At that time, also there appeared a man of a certain magic power. If it be meet, they call him a man, who certain Greeks call a son of God, but his disciples call him the true prophet. He was a man of simple appearance, mature age, black skinned, short growth, 3 cubits tall, with a long face, a long nose, eyebrows meeting above the nose, with curly hair, but having a line in the middle of the head after the fashion of the Nazarenes, with an undeveloped beard. Flavius Josephus on the image of the Messiah. Just like how the term Jew is new, because the letter J didn't exist 2,000 years ago, heck, not even 600 years ago. There was never a Messiah in Judea named Jesus. The name of the Messiah is Yahusha, Yahuwah's salvation. Yod Hey Uwa Hey Yahuwah, found 6,823 times in the Hebrew text, meaning the existing one, from the Hebrew root word, which means he who was, who is, and will be. Strong's H3068, Yahuwah.
Did you know some of your detergent's fragrance disappears in the dryer? Downy in wash.
Okay, they go their commercials, but y'all get the point. Y'all get the point. All right. Let me unshare my screen and see if I missed anything. Well, one thing about being taught this, the Most High know how much we know. See, he judges us based on what we know. Okay. See, he said, when you see the light, walk therein. So, yeah, it is sad, though. And I put most of the blame at our feet. Because if we had been doing what we supposed to have been doing, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about the holy things being trampled upon. Close these tabs up. Did I just? Okay, no. Yeah, so-called Christianity. That's why they can sit back and watch us get killed night after night on the evening news and feel nothing. Those videos show y'all who it was so-called Christians watching us get hung around, get burned at the stake, hung. The Christians, so-called Christians watching us getting lynched, towns destroyed, militarily bombed. Oh yeah, the U.S. government bombing black towns. So-called Christians, same folks, and yet they think. And they think that they go that they are not guilty. But that's all right. I'm not here to tell them what they are. Okay. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Let me end the video and come back and take a few notes on how to take a spiritual dump. How to teach people how not to take a dump in the living room. That there's a designated area to take your dump. These heathens is taking a dump on the holy thing. That's how you got a rabbit and eggs, a fairy tale up in the so-called house of truth. See what I'm saying? But all right, fam, I'll be back. Y'all willing, I will be back. Write down some notes. Yeah, I'll be back. Y'all willing? Yeah. Somebody see. I guess this is about what you can expect from folks that historically black folks had to show about hygiene. So if black folks had to educate them naturally how to clean yourself, now then look at how they treat the holy things. They crapping all over it. All right? Shalom.
About your goodness, Yahshua, and what you've done for me. Oh, I don't deserve anything you've done for me, and I don't deserve that you laid your life for me. Over and over, I let you down. Over and over, you stayed around. Unconditionally, you keep on loving me. Your mouth when you're talking about who it is you rapping. There are crazy people who seduce you for your soul. Everything that glitters don't always turn to gold. Whoa. Sometimes it's hard to believe when you're going through it. Trying to give my very best, so I'm trying to keep the faith. I know you got my back, I don't have to worry. You don't ever sleep, 'cause you are
holy.
You are so
beautiful.